Friday, March 13th, and what a long day this was. It began rather early, about 9 o'clock, with a tour of the Agora, with young Mrs. Papandreou, Mrs. Costopoulos, Mrs. Labouisse, and a most knowledgeable and attractive young archaeologist. The Agora, which seems to have been a sort of a combination marketplace, a commercial center, and civic center of the old Greek city, is the number two tourist attraction in Athens. There is a temple, I believe it's a temple of Hephaestus, actually in better condition than the Parthenon. And then the carefully unearthed structural outlines of a dozen or so buildings, and then one long building completely reconstructed by Rockefeller Foundation on the exact lines of the old Agora, a marketplace. It is a museum filled with amphora, jewels, reproductions of burial sites, all brought very much alive by the attractive young guide. If only the edge of my interest hadn't been so blunted by weariness and the 48 hours of pageantry that I've just lived through. After that, we went to the American Embassy with Mrs. Labouisse and Mrs. Brewster and Ms. Maury, met the ambassador, and joined President Truman to go out in front of the embassy grounds where all of the staff were gathered together, remembering that about 3/4 of them were Greek and the rest American citizens, and spoke to them very briefly, all the while much aware of the strain that was being placed on all of those who were Greeks by the current Cyprus situation, and aware, too, of what an infinite amount of patience it takes to be a diplomat. The atmosphere had not been lightened that morning by hearing Mrs. Papandreou say very softly, "The news from Cyprus is not good, not good." From the embassy, we drove to the airport, and there was a happy gay sight, a whole group of American schoolchildren living in Athens who had turned out to greet us, the cutest, brightest little faces, all saying, "Give our love to the president," or maybe even, "You are prettier than your pictures." I hope the ambassador and Mrs. Labouisse went home to a hot tub and a sleeping pill and a good stiff drink, because they'd really been put through a hard time. We said our grateful goodbyes to everybody, boarded the plane for what turned out to be a 13.5-hour ride home instead of a 9-hour ride. I completely lost track of time. Everybody's watch said something different. We arrived at the Shannon Airport instead of going back by the Azores. I met the mayor of Limerick, a lady, the first woman mayor they had had in 750 years. I can't imagine how, maybe it just means the city had been in existence that long, because I can hardly imagine that 750 years ago they had one. I had a taped interview. Everybody went around shopping madly. I did buy a bottle of perfume for Mrs. Truman, walked briskly up and down the airport grounds to get a little fresh air after being in the plane so long, then boarding it again for an interminable ride to Washington. I made some good use of the time by talking to each member of the delegation at length, trying to get their impressions. Actually, the delegation itself was one of the most interesting parts of the whole trip to me. Tried to sleep and found it impossible. And finally, at 6:45, United States time, arrived at Andrews to be greeted by Lyndon, who had gotten there 5 minutes earlier after having had a low-flying plane trip over 5 states that were flooded by the Ohio River, one of the worst floods in history. He had met the governors of the states, had surveyed the damage and discuss plans to bring some kind of federal aid. And all the time he had along with him shanghaied two luncheon guests, Ed Weisel of New York and Mr. Newhouse of the newspaper chain. We told President Truman goodbye, and I must say I have never had a better traveling companion. And then we got in the helicopter and headed for the White House, where we found two more house guests, Jim Kane, bless his heart, down to attend a heart specialist gathering, and Jesse Kellum, paler, quieter, than the Jesse of a few months ago. I joined the gentleman for dinner, but since this was about my fourth meal in a day of some 21 hours, I can't exactly say I was hungry. So very soon after dinner, I said good night and went to bed. Glad to be back in the land of the free with Friday the 13th over safely.